Very good morning, everyone. Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We get together with local health professionals from our various facilities. And today we're happy to have with us in the studios once again Chris Munson, who is the RN Clinic Manager up at Madison Healthcare Services. Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you, Maynard. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. You're always welcome to get on the radio.
Oh,
here.
Great. Fantastic.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about connected care today. I think we touched on that a little bit last time you were
here. Yep, we have talked about it in the past. It's just a way to experience ongoing support between you, your office visits with the provider. So if you or a loved one are living with multiple chronic conditions, we can offer you the Connected Care Program. It allows your doctor to view your health daily and make timely, informed decisions about your care. What we've talked about before specifically would be like remote patient monitoring for daily blood pressure checks, where if you're having a problem managing your blood pressure, you use this device at home and the results come to the clinic. We can see everything real time, and we can make adjustments to your medication, have you come into the clinic if needed because something's off. But it all helps to be more focused on keeping you healthy at home before some event would happen. So that's the purpose of that remote patient monitoring.
Okay. You have quite a few people that are taking advantage of that?
We do. We have a couple dozen that are doing it right now. We'd like to see the program grow. I think people that are using it really like it. And the devices that we're currently using where people monitor their weight on a scale or oximeter readings or oxygen levels or the blood pressure monitoring. We also have chronic care calls for people that have one or more chronic conditions where we have someone just call to check in on them, make sure that they're getting to the clinic for their routine lab so that nothing's getting missed. Again, all focused on keeping people well at home as long as possible and avoid those emergency room visits.
Okay, and that's kind of the trend these days is to keep people in their homes as long as they possibly can, right?
Yes.
With home health and everything else that's offered up there.
I think that's why you'll see Medicare, Medicaid, and all the payers very much behind these programs. Usually covering the cost of it. We always make sure that we prior off things so you're not surprised by any bills. But again, very well covered by these payers so that people can stay healthy at home as long as possible.
Okay. And what else do you have on connected care there? Is that about it for today?
Right now, those are the different devices at home and then the chronic care program. It kind of goes hand in hand, though, with we're really focusing on diabetes management, getting people into the clinic that have diabetes. At least we'd like to see them in the clinic 4 times a year. We want our nutritional services and your daughter involved in that.
Yeah, you got a great nutritionist.
I do.
And dietitian up there, don't
yes,
you?
Yeah. Love her.
Just chatted with her on the radio yesterday.
Yes. Yeah, it all goes together because, you know, diabetes can cause lots of damage to your organs, your heart, your skin, your feet, your eyes, and you need to stay on top of it. So we really want the focus at the clinic, of course, is prevention, getting you in and taking care of you.
Okay. About vaccines, anything we should maybe mention on that, remind people about?
Yep. We just got notice that the new formula for the COVID vaccine has been released, and we placed our order yesterday. So I imagine it's kind of like an annual flu shot. It'll be an annual COVID vaccine will be recommended. We do have our new flu vaccines in as well, both the high dose and the regular dose. We don't have the COVID yet because we just ordered them, but you'd be able to come in and get them whenever you'd like.
Okay. Seen anything with one thing that's been in the news here lately is this West Nile virus that's being spread around by mosquitoes. Are you running into any of that up there
yet? We have had a few people test positive for that. So, yeah, if you're running with a lot of fatigue, have noticed that you're just not feeling good, headaches, whatever, it definitely would be worth a visit to the clinic. I couldn't tell you for sure numbers of what we have, but I know there's been a few in our area.
That was interesting. I saw a story on it in one of the Twin Cities news stations the other day, and I didn't realize that out here in western Minnesota along the western border is rather the worst area for maybe contracting that.
Well, the mosquitoes, I've never seen them as bad as they are this year.
They've been nasty.
Hopefully they spray good at the fair.
they were supposed to spray them yesterday, but I think the machine broke down. They're hoping to get those sprayed today prior to the fair here.
That would be important.
That would be a good thing.
Yes.
All right. Well, Chris, appreciate the information. If anybody wants to talk to you about this more, they can get a hold of you up there at the clinic, right?
That's correct.
What's your number up there?
320-598-7551.
Very good. Well, there's another Wellness Wednesday, and we appreciate Chris Munson, clinic manager from Madison Healthcare Services, for taking a little time to talk with us today, and we look forward to chatting again sometime.
Thank you, Maynard.